did. Blessed are they who are called to the marriage supper of the Lamb. We read, the church is a church by virtue of the Lord's marriage with her. For the Lord is called the bridegroom and husband, and the church is called the bride and wife. As in these words, and I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. The marriage of the Lord and the church is represented as a wedding supper. This marriage of the Lord with the church is what we celebrate by the sacrament of the Holy Supper. We read, in the Holy Supper, the Lord is entirely present with the whole of his redemption. So those who approach the Holy Supper worthily, having made themselves ready, are in the Lord and he in them. Consequently, the Holy Supper brings about conjunction or a marriage with the Lord. Conjunction means a committed and close relationship, growing closer each day, a joining together in mind and heart with the Lord, thus a marriage of the Lord and the church. In the new church, there can be a special and full conjunction with the Lord as never before. We read, this new church is the crown of all the churches which have been on the earth because it will worship one visible God, in whom is the invisible God as the soul is in the body. Only in this way can there be a conjunction of God with a human being, because man is natural, and so he thinks naturally. And conjunction must be in his thought, and so in the affection of his love. And this conjunction takes place when a person thinks of God as a human being. Conjunction with an invisible God is like the eye's grasp of the universe, the end of which is beyond its sight. Or conjunction with an invisible God is like vision in mid-ocean, which falls only on air and water and completely fades away. But conjunction with a visible God is like seeing a man in the air or on the water, stretching out his hands and inviting all into his arms. We read, it is clear that there will be a full marriage of the Lord and the church when the Lord's human is acknowledged to be divine. For then God the Father and the Lord himself are acknowledged to be one. Then people will not approach the Father for the sake of the Son, but they will come to the Lord himself and through him to God the Father, because the Father is in him, just as the soul is in the body. The joy of the angels over the new church and its conjunction with the Lord is expressed in these words, and I heard as it were the voice of a great multitude, and as it were the voice of many waters, and as it were the voice of powerful thunders, saying, Alleluia, for the Lord God omnipotent reigns. Let us be glad and rejoice and give the glory to him, for the marriage of the Lamb has come, and his wife has made herself ready. Why has the marriage of the Lamb now come? It is because the Lord has now revealed the spiritual sense of his word. The revelation of the spiritual sense is the way that the Lord comes to us and invites us to come to him. We read, the second coming of the Lord is not in person, but in the word, which is from him and which is himself. The reason this is the Lord's second coming is that by means of the spiritual sense, it clearly appears that the Lord is the Word, and that the Word deals with him alone, and that he is the God of heaven and earth, and that the new church comes from him alone. In the Word, especially its spiritual sense, the Lord teaches what he is like, thus that he is the divine truth and the divine love, thus the God of the universe. Without a knowledge of the spiritual sense of the word, it is impossible to know what the two sacraments, baptism and Holy Supper, involve and accomplish. The spiritual sense, in which alone the use and benefit of the Holy Supper is clearly seen in its truth, has been concealed until now. This sense is now for the first time being disclosed, because for the first time Christianity itself is beginning to dawn, and a new church, which is meant by the New Jerusalem in Revelation, is now being established by the Lord. In the new church, God the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit are acknowledged as one, because they are in one person. It has therefore pleased the Lord to reveal the spiritual sense of the word, in order that this new church may come into the use and benefit itself of the two sacraments. This follows when people see with the eyes of their spirit, that is, with their understanding, the holiness concealed in the sacraments, and apply it to themselves by the means which the Lord has taught in His Word. So the Lord teaches us, in the internal sense of the word, the good of love is meant by the flesh, and the truth of faith by blood. These things are understood in heaven by flesh and blood, and by bread and wine. For in heaven, bread has altogether the same meaning as flesh, and wine has entirely the same meaning as blood. Every person of sound mind has the ability to receive wisdom from the Lord, that is, to acquire forever the many truths from which wisdom is formed. He also has the ability to receive love, that is, to bear good fruits from which love is formed, likewise to eternity. This perpetual increase of good and thence of love, also of truth and thence of wisdom, is granted to the angels and also to people who become angels. And as the Lord is love itself and wisdom itself, it follows that a person has the capacity to conjoin himself with the Lord and the Lord with himself forever by receiving more and more of his love and wisdom. The Holy Supper represents this perpetual increase of love and wisdom offered freely by the Lord. As we look to the Lord and flee from the evils which block the reception of these gifts from Him, we make ourselves ready for the marriage supper of the Lamb. Our preparation is described by the words, "And to her was granted that she should be arrayed in fine linen, clean and bright, for the fine linen is the just deeds of the saints." The fine linen, clean and bright, means the Lord's teaching us genuine and pure truths from the Word. By these truths, we are led to a good life. The Lord, from divine love and zeal, calls everyone to the new church and to conjunction with Himself, and thus to eternal life. He says, "Come, gather yourselves together to the supper of the great God." Everyone who is in an affection for spiritual truth and who thinks about heaven hears and responds gladly to his call. Blessed are those who come to the marriage supper of the Lamb. Amen.